Neoliberal economic policies and universal access to healthcare services, including SRH services. Since neoliberal economic policies have been adopted across the globe, there has been a substantial increase in real-world annual income, for example, from BPP. Note reference, 6. $25.096 trillion in 1992 PPP dollars, $71.845 in 2009 World Bank, 2013. Increased prosperity and major scientific and technological advances in healthcare have nevertheless not translated into improvements in the lives and well-being of the majority of the world's people. Neoliberal globalization has influenced health and healthcare by two different routes. One is through the effects of neoliberal economic policies on social and economic conditions, such as food crises, poverty, and inequality. The second is through direct changes within the healthcare system. This section will argue that the changes within the healthcare system are antithetical to achieving universal access to healthcare. As described in earlier sections, poverty reduction has been stalled, while income inequalities have increased, and food prices have increased to hitherto unprecedented levels. Lives and livelihoods have become unpredictable, with repeated crises on multiple fronts. Together, these would have the effect of increasing risk of physical and psychological distress and illness. Page 15. Table. Table 2. Percentage decrease in purchasing power of households due to increase in cereal prices across income quintiles 2006 to 2008. Quintiles. Bottom 20%. Top 20%. Bangladesh. Negative 19.9. Negative 4.1. Cambodia. Negative 23.8. Negative 4.8. China. Negative 28.8. Negative 6.4. India. Negative 14.3. Negative 2.6. Indonesia. Negative 26.7. Negative 5.0. Mongolia. Negative 51.9. Negative 5.4. Nepal. Negative 13.5. Negative 3.6. Pakistan. Negative 17.1. Negative 4.1. Philippines. Negative 26.2. Negative 3.7. Singapore. Negative 20.0. Negative 1.0. Sri Lanka. Negative 24.4. Negative 2.6. Unweighted average. Negative 24.2. Negative 3.9. End of table. Source: Kibra A. et al. 2009. Image. Caption. Figure 3. Neoliberalism and Health. Source: Coburn, 2004. End of caption. Image description. This flowchart depicts main neoliberal segments and consecutive changes in health scenario. Under segment A, it is shown power of capital which results in economic globalization. Markets is under segment B, which is responsible for welfare regime. Social cohesion trust is under C. Segments A and C are co-related by a number of social factors including income inequality, poverty and other social resources, such as work type, education, healthcare, housing, etc. Segment D points to economic wealth which has direct effects on market and well-being. Also segments C and D are co-related by the same factors as income inequality, poverty and other social resources. End of image description. Page 16. Periods of economic crises cause major setbacks in health. It is estimated that a 1% contraction in per capita GDP could result in an increase in infant mortality rate of between 0.18 and 0.44 per 1,000 births. Between 1980 and 2004, 1 million more infants died because of economic setbacks suffered by countries. Kibra et al. 2009. Increases in food prices decrease the purchasing power of the population, with the poorest groups bearing a disproportionate share of the burden. During 2006 to 2008, increasing food prices decreased the purchasing power of poorest households in the Asia-Pacific region by 24%, while the comparable figure for the richest households was only 5%. Kibra et al. 2009. Lower purchasing power would compromise the household's ability to invest on essential resources for remaining healthy. For example, preventive health care and nutritious food such as milk and fruits. Structural adjustment policies that ensuing from the Washington Consensus contributed to commercialization of healthcare in a number of low- and middle-income countries, LMICs. Health sector reform policies advocated by the World Bank and other international players argued for a limited role for the state in the provision of health care and for an increased role for the private sector in the provision and financing of health care. Cuts in public expenditure in health and the introduction of cost-sharing measures and private insurance were all part of the health sector reform package. Governments were to provide only those health care services that had a public good characteristic. Note reference 7. And services which may not have enough takers if they came with a price tag, for example, health education or immunization. Thus, primary care was to be provided by the government, while secondary and tertiary care was to be provided by the private sector, with market forces regulating the supply and demand of these services. Scheil 1994 has provided a comprehensive critique of the marketization of health care, i.e., the use of market forces to finance and provide health services as the most efficient use of resources. The market or free and competitive market works on the premise that both buyers and sellers are on the same level ground and are equal. Each party pursues itself I-M-T-R-E-S-T and this creates competition. Sellers try to operate efficiently in order to minimize their costs and maximize their profits while buyers try to maximize their utility and minimize their prices. The market for healthcare services, unfortunately, does not have any of these features. Patients do not possess the technical knowledge or the information necessary to make decisions and have to depend on providers for guidance. Patients are not in a position to shop around for the best option, especially in health emergency, and also if they have only one or two providers to choose from. The market system gives the more powerful stakeholders, providers in this case, the freedom to use this power to maximize their profits through inducing demand for healthcare services, rational or irrational, as long as it is not unsafe fixing higher prices for services, and selecting patients who pose the least risk. Scheil, 1994, page 17. Marketization of healthcare thus escalates cost of healthcare services within a country. As healthcare service costs escalate, the proportion that incurs catastrophic health expenditure and pushed into poverty as a consequence also increases. Worse still, those who cannot pay for healthcare services at the point of service delivery have to delay seeking healthcare and may reach health facility when it is too late to save them. At the same time, marketization would also contribute to the deterioration of the public sector in health through multiple pathways. One would be through the internal brain drain of health providers from the public to the private sector, leaving many health facilities with vacant positions and underqualified staff. Secondly, investments would decline as the state is no longer obliged to provide anything but the most basic services. Those without the ability to pay for private health services have only two options: to seek public sector healthcare services of inadequate quality or not seek healthcare services at all. This clearly is not the path to universal access to healthcare. Within this context, private for-profit insurance, also one ingredient of marketization of healthcare services, adds further complexities. Only the better off are able to afford private for-profit insurance. Also, the two-tier system of healthcare services is created in which those who are insured are assured of healthcare services, while the others do not count. The experience of the USA, the country with the highest coverage by private health insurance, shows that the domination of private insurance in the healthcare services market results in phenomenal cost escalation even while leaving out a substantial proportion of the population from access to healthcare services. It also suggests the possibility that over time, the private insurance lobby gets entrenched as a powerful interest group opposed to any policy attempts towards universal healthcare services. The World Health Report 2010 asserts that it is impossible to achieve universal coverage through insurance schemes when enrollment is voluntary, as in the case of private for-profit insurance. This is because compulsory prepayment by those who can afford to contribute is needed to cross-subsidize funding for health care for those who cannot afford to pay. Where most of the well-to-do buy private for-profit health insurance, the government has no access to this stable pool of money, which may be needed in addition to revenue from taxes. to cross-subsidize health services stocks family, 2013. Besides these changes that are a consequence of policy decisions and actions within a country, neoliberal globalization has also set in motion a number of global forces that impact on healthcare services within countries. The first major force is the emergence of global health initiatives GHIs in the late 1990s and early 2000s. These partnerships involve several entities, multilateral and bilateral agencies, international NGOs, and for-profit organizations that are usually manufacturers of pharmaceutical goods and medical equipment and supplies. As of 2002, 16 GHIs existed, which involved the WHO alongside private for-profit players in significant ways. Buesenwald, 2002. By 2009, more than 100 GHIs existed, addressing 27 health concerns. 4 GHIs are identified as being by far the most influential in global health. These are the Global Fund to Fight AIDS, Tuberculosis and Malaria Global Fund, the Global Alliance for Vaccines and Immunization GAVI, the U.S. President's Emergency Plan for AIDS Relief PPPFAR, and the World Bank Multi-Country AIDS Program MAP 2, 2009. Page 18. At the end of the first decade of the millennium, the large GHIs had emerged as leaders in development assistance for health, and had become agenda setters for global health policy, while the WHO and the World Bank became relatively minor to 2009. GHIs have moved the clock back to vertical interventions, which pay scant attention to social determinants of health or seek to redress inequities in health. Further, the influx of disease-specific funding into the national health system often distorts health service delivery and pushes the health workforce away from other equally, if not more important, health concerns. For example, whereas access to HIV services increased from 5% to 31% over for years 2003 to 2007, the proportion of births attended by skilled birth attendants showed a very small increase, from 61% to 65% in the 16 years between 1990 and 2006. Balakrishnan, 2005, Uragachi, 2010, World Bank, 2013. The presence of highly paid positions in non-state sector projects funded by GHIs has contributed to an already high level of attrition of the health workforce through international migration to 2009. The second force is constituted of WTO treaties and agreements that have a direct bearing on healthcare services. For example, the TRIPS Agreement of 2004 was based on the premise that protecting intellectual property rights was essential for promoting innovation in the pharmaceutical and medical products sector. Companies that innovated on a drug or product would patent these and enjoy exclusive rights to market them for the next 20 years and would therefore have the monopoly power to set market prices for that product. At the time when the agreement was negotiated, LMICs were assured that this will not be at the cost of the health of their populations. The compulsory licensing provision of TRIPS permitted governments to enact domestic laws to manufacture the generic drug even for those drugs that were under patent protection under certain conditions, if the cost of the patented drug was too high, if it was unavailable, or if the drug was not being manufactured by the patent owner. However, the vast majority of LMICs is not able to use this compulsory licensing provision because they do not have in-country manufacturing capacity, and/or have weak institutions that cannot enact and/or implement domestic laws. Another powerful deterrent is political pressure from the high-income countries' peaks that are home to major pharmaceutical companies. For example, when Thailand announced compulsory licensing of the AIDS drug Kaelitra in 2007, Abbott Laboratories, the manufacturers of Kaelitra, announced that it would withhold 7 new drugs from sale in Thailand, among which were a new AIDS drug and drugs for arthritis and high blood pressure. AIDS activists called for global boycott, 2014. TRIPS has had the effect of driving up drug prices for most drugs, thus escalating costs of healthcare services for individuals and countries. The only exceptions are HIV and AIDS drugs, which have been made available through compulsory licensing in several countries. People's Health Movement et al., 2011. The GATS of 1995, also a WTO treaty, has opened borders up to trade in health services. According to this agreement, governments that agree to abide by the GATS for the health sector will be bound to eliminate any restriction to trade in health services by private players. Gas permit delivery of healthcare services across international borders, such as telemedicine or medical transcription services. They support the free movement of patients across borders for receiving healthcare services, foreign direct investment FDI in healthcare services, and page 19. The movement of healthcare providers across borders, Diego and Smith, 2009. The provision of healthcare services across borders could result in fragmentation of care, especially when telemedicine for diagnostics and consultation are involved. Fragmentation of services has a negative impact on follow-up care, client-provider relationship and accountability of healthcare services, besides posing a considerable challenge for coordination of care across multiple entities. The movement of patients across borders to seek health care has caused some governments to aggressively market their countries as the regional hubs of medical tourism. Investments in infrastructure and services are made to attract medical tourists. If at the cost of investing on universal access to health care services for the country's people, this policy trajectory would be unfortunate. In India, FDI in hospitals has been allowed since 2000. Between 2000 and 2006, 21 hospitals and 69 diagnostic centers have been approved. FDI in healthcare tends to accelerate marketization of healthcare, and may be detrimental to universal access to healthcare, Diego and Smith, 2009. Marketization of healthcare would impact more negatively on women as compared to men. On average, women are reported to incur higher out-of-pocket expenditure than men, probably because of the greater need for healthcare related to reproduction and because of the greater burden of chronic diseases. Using delivery and abortion services and services for reproductive tract infections can cost close to a household's average monthly income and could be several times more than the monthly household income of households living below the poverty line. Vulnerable groups without access to financial resources, for example, adolescents, the elderly, and women not engaged in the formal economy have greater sensitivity to price changes. When charges for services and/or drugs are introduced or increased, those with limited ability to pay are discouraged from using health services, both preventive and curative too, 2010b. The introduction and promotion of private health insurance as a health financing mechanism put women at a disadvantage. Since many women are not employed in the formal sector of the economy, their ability to pay regular premiums may be limited. The 2008 report from the United States based on the analysis of 3,500 individual insurance plans found that many insurance plans practiced gender ratings and charged women higher premiums than men of the same age. Insurance companies could reject applications for reasons specific to women, for example, women survivors of domestic violence and women with a previous cesarean section coitus votum et al., 2008. Another limitation is that routine reproductive health services such as contraception, abortion, and child delivery are considered non-insurable as stand-alone benefits because these are high-probability and non-random events. Individual private insurance plans in the United States do not usually cover maternity services, and those who wish to be covered have to pay an additional premium and yet have coverage only for a limited number of maternity-related services. Many plans cover only some of the reversible contraceptive methods for women, and so on coitus votum et al., 2008. The 2005 synthesis of available evidence from Asia, Africa, and Latin America on how neoliberal health sector reform policies had affected reproductive health services found that health sector reform ran counter to and undermined the International Conference on Population and Development ICPD goal of achieving universal access to reproductive. Page 20. Health by 2015. Various reform elements had exacerbated inequalities in health. Unregulated public-private interactions had skewed services to urban areas, and were generally only accessible to those who could pay. Publicly funded and/or provided services included few elements of the comprehensive SRH package outlined in the ICPD Program of Action, mainly maternal health and family planning for Bindran and D. Pino, 2005. More recent articles have observed that globally GHIs have shifted the focus away from comprehensive SRH services towards infectious diseases with a particular emphasis on treatment rather than prevention, increasing demand and stimulating new markets for drugs, and bypassing existing public health services to provide such services through vertical programs. Note reference 8. all of which have negative equity effects. They have contributed to the fragmentation of ICPD's comprehensive SRH agenda into narrow silos of maternal health, HIV/AIDS, and other sexual and reproductive health needs which receive more lip service and less investment or political commitment to 2009. The large distance between the goalpost of universal access to SRH services and the ground reality in the Asia-Pacific region is evident from a recent report on universal access to SRH services in the region. Of 21 countries studied, more than a fifth of all women in the reproductive age group had unmet need for contraception in a vast majority of countries studied. There were several countries where more than 50% of women delivered with no skilled help. Access to safe abortion services was poor, and unsafe abortions accounted for 10 to 16% of all maternal deaths. Barring a few exceptions, coverage by antiretroviral ARV therapy was below 50% of all people living with HIV, while coverage by ARV of pregnant women living with HIV was lower than 25% in the vast majority of countries studied. Adolescents had little access to sexuality education, and fewer than 5% of adolescents got tested for HIV. Revindran, 2012. 20 years after the ICPD, we seem to be not only far away from the goalpost but appear to have lost our way somewhere along the line. Moving along the same path may not take us to our destination. It is time to step back and rechart our future trajectory.